All right, Jake, where were you when you found out you were Offensive Player of the Week?
I was just in class. I saw a tweet that tagged me, and it was a pretty cool feeling.
So you were looking at your phone on Twitter in class, is that right?
Yeah, I guess you caught me there.
What class were you in?
Financial markets and institutions.
Okay, so I could see you looking at it there. Is that kind of what you want to get into?
I wouldn't say necessarily. No, I'm a business administration major, so I hope to play football as long as I can. But besides that, I want to get into real estate and stuff like that. But we'll see. Really, no idea yet.
6 catches, 144 yards. You know the stat line, man. How good did it feel to have that type of game? It may be the biggest game, home game, Wyoming's had in a long time.
It just felt great knowing that I was performing for my teammates and making them proud, and that's really what I do it for, is those guys working hard, and I'm just glad that I could play well for them.
Do you feel like maybe the numbers really haven't been there for you? I know you're in it for the team, but you also want to produce as well. Do you feel like this was a good game to really do that? Do you feel like now think it could be a momentum deal for you this year?
I think it could, yeah. You'll notice, every week we use our tight ends a lot, or we have a lot of plays where play action, but it just hasn't worked out so far in a lot of ways. But we have a lot of playmakers on offense, so I don't take it to heart when I'm not getting the ball multiple times. But all that I care about is that we're 6-2, and I'm never going to complain if we're winning the game and I don't touch the ball once, because I know the other guys made plays. So, yeah, it could be something where got a little bit of momentum, but it's really just about having chemistry with your quarterback and stuff like that, and I feel like we have a good relationship on the field and see where it goes from there.
You mentioned something in the post game when you were talking about this program and the guys that have stuck around, and there were guys that didn't. You know, those who stay will be champions, that has been put up there. But I remember those comments. You were a guy that stuck around. What made you want to stick around?
Just the culture. I knew that the culture was going to change around here, and you could just feel it. And it was a real struggle to get through the hard times, for sure. But when you just look at the guys who did stay around, it's just guys with so much heart and so much desire to win. And that goes with our coaches, too. Those guys put in, hours I can't even imagine, in here on Sundays, not seeing their families a lot, all invested in us. So they trusted in us, we trusted in them, and it's gotten to where we are today.
What were you doing when the safety happened?
I was sitting on the bench, and I was just in shock. I'm that guy that's not gonna relax till it's completely over. So I just remember Josh going crazy, jumping all around, and I was like, my eyes were wide open, and I just went up to Josh. I was like, calm down, it's not over, because I knew they were gonna kick an onside. I knew we had to do all this stuff, but man, I saw that. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited and just so relieved that Chase made a play like that. It was awesome.
Were there any safety dances as good as Josiah's on the sideline?
No, I was dying laughing. I was dying laughing. I didn't see it during the game, but then I saw it after. I was like, no way that's real. And, man, I was cracking up.
What was the best gift you saw? Because my favorite one was either the Cowgirl soccer team doing that dance in the airport, or the one where it's just – Josiah going back and forth, they do one forward and reverse. Those were really good, but the fact that he did it right in front of the official, what was he thinking, do you think? Just tried to sway him into it?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, good thing that the officials, I guess, were in a good mood, didn't call him for anything. But no, man, that was awesome. I mean, that's just a player having fun and just loving the game, so you can't hate on him for that. And that was just awesome to see.
What did you do? Now, not too personal, but what was Saturday night like afterwards? What was the first thing you did? Who was the first person you talked to? Anything like that? Any stories like that?
Well, first I talked to about a million fans. Who seeing all the fans on the field was just an awesome experience, and just hugging every random person out there, it was really cool. But the first person I talked to was my brother, because that's always the first person I look to text back or call. So I texted him right back. He texted me about a million times during the game, because he had a bye week, so he was watching my whole game, and he's definitely just had a huge impact on everything that I do, and he's a huge support system, so I was definitely excited to talk to him right after.
Again, if people don't know, your twin brother at Arkansas, did he critique you at all? Were there any or anything like that?
He'll critique me if I ask him to, but he's always just encouraging, and he's been, like I said, my biggest support system. And when I do want him to critique me, I'll tell him, what things can I improve on in the passing game and stuff like that. But No, he only had good things to say. He was super excited.
So Utah State put it on you last year, you guys last year, and I'm sure you guys probably remember that. And I was talking to Chase about it, and I know he was laid up watching the game on TV, but is there a little bitter taste after that defeat? Because it seemed like they put a few on that they didn't necessarily need to, so to speak.
Yeah, there's a little bit there, I think. But that's really with every team that we played last year in the conference, where we had a lot of frustration. So I think we have the same desire for every game. And this is just the next game up, and go 1-0 this week and keep moving on.
I got to ask you, because some of the throws, and listen, we've seen Josh play now, what is this, 8 games, 9 games, if you include what happened last year. And some of the throws he makes, I still am like, you're not supposed to make those throws. The touchdown to Tanner and then the 2-point conversion to Jake Mulhart, those are passes that are usually picked off by a lot of others. You're not supposed to make those throws, are you?
Oh, not at all. And being a pass quarterback, I know how hard it is to make those throws. I didn't have near the arm to do that, where Josh just has such a crazy arm and so much playmaking ability, where he's going across the field. I don't even know how far it was, like 40 yards, 30-something yards, across his body, giving Tanner a chance to go get it. And, man, you just – every time that guy scrambles out or does anything, you know a play is going to be made. So it's a pretty cool feeling.
When he's throwing at his hardest, are you like, oh, God, this one's coming in here? I mean, do you feel it?
Oh, it's going to hurt if he's throwing at his hardest, yeah. If you're running – we used to give him a bunch of crap and spring ball and stuff when he'd throw like a slant a million miles an hour or something just to mess with guys. But, no, I mean – he's done a great job at just learning how to put touch on different passes and stuff like that. But, man, when he wants to throw it as hard as he can, you're going to feel it for sure.
I know as we do this interview, you guys really haven't seen a lot of film with the Utah State game. You're going to work on that as we're early in the week. But from the last few years, when you've seen Utah State, personnel-wise defense that they've got returning, what do you remember?
I know that their D-line's always been solid, and that's something that I obviously always see is their DNs and everything like that, their linebackers. So they're always solid, and I know that on offense they always have a lot of playmakers. So I know that it's going to be the same deal this year, and we just got to take care of business.
Thanks, Shake.
Yep, thank you.